Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
One question I get asked from time to time, people say, Steve, I got a defective car. I'm very upset. It's a lemon. I want to put lemons all over it and drive it around town. Maybe right on the side, you know, this dealership sold me a lemon. Or better, I want to do that and park my car in front of the dealership. So as people go by, they'll see a car with lemons all over it and a sign that says, this dealership sold me a lemon. And I often, you know, tell people, I say, well, if you got a good lemon law case, let's just file a lawsuit. Lawsuits speak louder than magnets on the side of your car. But people ask about that, and once in a while, someone does it and gets some attention. And so I hadn't heard about this for a little while, and then Kelvin sent me a note and said, Steve, check this out from Wales, Land Rover, man blocks dealership over Range Rover repair row, which I guess is an argument in their language. Miriam Barker wrote this for the BBC. A motorist who blocked a Land Rover dealership in protest over issues with his car has been ordered to move. He parked several vehicles, including a Caravan and a McLaren. This guy's got some money. Outside the Cardiff garage, claiming the company failed to fix his car. And he put signs on the side of the car about how the company failed to fix his car. He's 36 years old, said he'd taken the Range Rover back 8 times with issues with the cooling system, but they've never been repaired properly. Now, Land Rover says they're investigating the case, but of course, the dealership, who's probably most put out by this, declined to comment. The businessman has received an injunction to move the vehicles by Saturday. So the story ran a couple of days before the weekend, and apparently the dealership went and got an injunction, and so he has to move the vehicles. He first parked them outside the Land Rover dealership on Hadfield Road 3 weeks ago. I'll just move them to one of the other 74 dealerships or their head office, he told BBC Wales. So apparently the injunction said they're in front of the dealership, get them out from that dealership. It's like, okay, there's other dealerships. I want them to get the message that I'm not going to go away. They will have 74 vehicles outside their garages and one outside their head office. It is wrong what they're doing. Now, I'm not sure he's going to round up 74 vehicles. So apparently he only had 3 or 4 at this original protest, but then again, the guy's got money. He bought the nearly new Range Rover, so it was used 4 years ago, and said there had been numerous problems with the cooling system, which have never been repaired, and he says the vehicle kept breaking down. And the distinction in America is whether the car is new or used. My understanding is that they don't have a real good lemon law over there. So he might have some issues if this goes to court, but we'll see. He said, it's the same recurring problem, and it just hasn't been fixed properly. I've been back and forth about 8 times now, and they haven't fixed it. He said he bought the vehicle 30,000 miles on the odometer, and he's only driven it 12 since then. He said, I've taken it to the Swansea dealership. I've taken it to the Cardiff dealership. It's the same issue, and I just want them to repair the car, he added. And I believe Swansea is the correct pronunciation, so my friends over there can let me know, please. Thank you. He said he took out an extended warranty for £2,500 sterling 6 weeks ago after he was offered it, after being told his initial warranty was due to expire, which was the best package and covered every issue. And those are in quotes, best package and covered every issue. The man said he understood that under the terms and conditions, his car would be covered as it was under 10 years old and had fewer than 100,000 miles on the odometer. But he claimed the company was now refusing to pay out because the warranty is too old. It's wrong. Why did they take my money and now are using that as an excuse? It's a joke. I'm not being pushed over when I haven't done anything wrong, he added. He said there's been no offer of compensation, and the latest discussions were a couple days ago, but no assurances were made. And I think he's talking to the manufacturer, not the dealership. He said, it's the principle. It's why I'm protesting. I can afford it, but what about others? They would be screwed. A spokesperson for Land Rover said, Land Rover always aims to provide the best customer service. We're currently investigating the case and are in regular contact with the customer concerned. So if they are in regular contact with him, I wonder if he will continue parking his cars in front of the various dealerships. Because he said he was going to do that, but then the manufacturer says, well, we're in contact with him or we're trying to work this thing out. The other issue is the warranty. because most warranties or service contracts, I'm not sure which this is, and there might not be that kind of distinction over there, but a service contract or a warranty, generally speaking, comes with limitations on time and mileage. They'll say this is good for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first, or 3 years, 36, 448, why not? And a lot of them actually offer you a bunch of series like that. Do you want the short one? Do you want the long one? One in the middle? Do you drive a lot? I've seen some with higher mileage and shorter years just for the fun of it. And you try to guess which one makes the most sense. But one of the bigger problems with the non-original factory warranties, I'm talking about the ones that get added later, even if they're from the manufacturer, oftentimes narrow their focus. So many brand new cars, as you may know, come with a bumper-to-bumper warranty along with, say, a drivetrain warranty, okay? And so the bumper-to-bumper warranty is usually the shortest, 224, 336, something like that. But the drivetrain, engine, transmission, that kind of stuff, oftentimes has a longer warranty. And I've actually seen it where they put it in a graph form. They say, well, here's your standard, you know, bumper-to-bumper, here's your drivetrain, here's your emissions, things like that. A lot of times, when the manufacturer says, would you like increased coverage, or if the dealership wants to sell you coverage that goes beyond the factory coverages, quite often those are limited. They're not bumper to bumper necessarily. There's something else, right? And so I've heard of a lot of people who had a vehicle, had bumper to bumper coverage, and as that was about to run out, they bought more coverage from the manufacturer, and they assumed what it did was simply take all the coverages they have and lengthen them. And that's not necessarily the case. You have to read very, very carefully what they say they'll cover. I've seen it where the extra coverage, in essence, bumps out the powertrain and a couple other things, but it does not bump out the bumper to bumper. And so one of the big questions I have here, and I'm just curious, is when he says that he bought this other extended warranty just 6 weeks ago, what did it cover? And then he says that they're now refusing to pay out because the warranty is too old. Not that the car is too old, but that the warranty is too old. And that's weird, because if you just bought it 6 weeks ago, it can't be that old. In the life of a car, 6 weeks is not that long. So that warranty can't be that old. So I'm not quite sure what they're getting at there. It boils down to this. The guy bought this car. It's an expensive car. He bought it with relatively low mileage. It had a warranty on it. And ever since he got it, it's had a problem with the cooling system. Cooling system has never been fixed. It's never run properly, according to him. And after bringing it in a lot of times, he's basically told, well, this is all we can do for you, but we can't do anything else. So he gets a bunch of his cars and parks in front of the dealership with signs all over him saying, these people sold me a defective car. And dealership went and got a court order forcing him to move. He said, well, you know, it's 73 other dealerships I can go park in front of. But he has gotten the manufacturer's attention and he is talking to them. So I will continue to follow this. I've got some good friends over there who can keep an eye on the BBC for me. But the story is from BBC News. Miriam Barker wrote it. Land Rover, man blocks dealership over Range Rover repair row. Kelvin said it. Thanks a lot. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. But I digress.